Blog Talk Radio.
Friday Night Fire, Big Boy Buck Bandit Reno in here with the lovely co-host, as always, Miss Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks. What's going on, babe?
Hey, baby.
I mean, chilling as always. We got a hot topic. We got a hot special guest about to call in real soon. We definitely waiting for that call. But before we get into all that, let me give you some of the websites and the numbers so y'all definitely know how to contact us. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the website, if you don't know it, is buckbandittvmagazine.yolasite.com. Check up on all the hot talent underground artists. Miss Banks, the official franchise, Miss Buck Bandit Barbie. You know what I'm saying? You definitely can check us out on Twitter, /buckbandittv. Also, you can contact us to get on Buck Bandit TV Mag, 443-BBTV-MAG. To get on Buck Bandit TV is 347-903-BBTV. And to get on this radio station with that hottest music, 224 My Track. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, Ms. Banks, give them your website real quick so they definitely know how to find you.
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/I'm a model. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/MissBanks215.
You already know, Ms. Banks, you're always doing it big, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, like, of course.
You always got a new photo shoot. That people are definitely loving what you're doing, so am I, you know?
No, thank you.
But we're going to get into a little music, and we're going to get into this topic, talk a little bit. I want to talk to Ms. Banks about this, because the last show, I definitely didn't get to interact with you too much, because, you know, like, the way the film was going, the men was kind
of
dominating the conversation, you know what I'm
of
saying?
Course.
But today we gonna get your opinion on this topic when we come back right after this song. All right?
Okay. All
right. All right. This is definitely I Can't See You Haters. Buck Bandit Reno featuring Maserati Row and D Bill. I like your boy.
I heard that he hit bars. I can't see you haters. I can't see you haters. Nah. I can't see you haters. Haters. I can't see you haters. Nah. I can't see you haters. Haters. I can't see you haters. Nah. I can't see you haters. Haters.
Yeah. I can't see you haters.
Yeah. I can't see you haters.
Haters.
Go ahead and give up. I'll be the boss pulling up in the truck that'll dump on the lame ass. And they're like, what? You see that boy?
That who?
That boy?
That boy?
Right there?
Yes, sir.
I see you trying to be me, but you can't see me, and that's for sure. Acting like you on my level. Boy, you got the nerve. Talk about something when you ain't got it. Boy, that's just absurd. I'm the best, point blank, period. And I don't give a damn about what you heard. Bitch. Hit the curb. Fuck Bandit Reno.
Fuck Bandit Reno.
I can't see you haters.
Hating at it, just a youngin'. Don't ever try to act like you can play us,
yeah,
or spray us.
Yeah.
You're minor,
yeah,
we're major.
Yeah.
Y'all hatin' cause y'all haters.
Yeah.
And I'ma serve you like a waiter.
Woo.
Yeah, boy, just to wait up. Y'all the one to get ate up. So close I can taste it. Yeah, I'm on my way up.
Way up.
Way up. Don't ever act like you don't know the kid. R-E-N-O. And y'all niggas can't hold the kid.
Yeah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Nah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters. Nah. I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Nah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
I bust my tapper so bad. I'm so gangster, so wild. I'm a dog, I'm gon' rob. Pull that thing and go foul. Oh, y'all can die. Fuck him with that bad guy. Never sing sad. Let that mag fly these bitches. people past certain. For certain, so shorty let me slash along the curtain. Try and get me top while I'm working. This money keep them lurking. These haters is a given. It's Maserati Rover. Uptown, I got a vision. Listen, Ada, how you living? Some bullets keep them whizzing. And Mozzie too fly, nigga, motherfucker, prison. Plus, you know my bitch just fans out like Robin Gibbons.
Yeah.
Rapping is a hobby. Getting money is the mission.
I can't see you haters.
Nah,
I can't see you haters.
Ain't gonna like this.
I can't see you haters.
Do it.
I can't see you haters. Nah, I can't see you haters. Haters. I can't see you haters. Nah, I can't see you haters. Haters. I can't see you haters.
I can't see you waiting, nah.
Got my AVs on. Submarine bullets, boy, I get my Navy on. Mashed potatoes and chicken, I get my gravy on. Uptown's favorite son, I get you chump,
I clip.
I should bomb you niggas, lucky that you want a strip. Nigga need a verse from Bills, do that shit on the strength. Murder the whole track, do that with no print. I leave you assed out. You remind me of Prince. Get bucked like that nigga Reno. Call Mozzie, we roll that endo. I don't say it, I spray it. I ain't the king round here. Why don't you lay it, homie? You don't wanna come at my men, though. Had them goons coming through your window. Disrespect you, check you, then wet you. Why we make it sound so simple? Mess around on the track like Ale, boom bye. Hit you with a clip, 30 in the shit. TV coming, better go the other way. Profit, invest, daddy. Yeah, that's big paper. You barely made ya. Yo, I love you. Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Nah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Nah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Nah.
I can't see you haters.
Haters.
I can't see you haters.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. We back. We back. My phone was on mute. We definitely here on Buck Bandit TV radio. Got a couple callers in the line. Thanks for calling in, showing love. But we definitely got another Buck Bandit Barbie on the phone. You know what I'm saying? On the line. Miss Beautiful Body, Nelly Belly. What's going on, babe?
Hey, what's up with you?
How you been doing? How you been? Like, where you been? What you been up to?
I'm good. Just chilling, doing me.
As always, we love that. We definitely got callers in the building, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to get to this first caller. Let's definitely show some love to 267-444, which province?
Reno, what's the deal, baby?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, it's Maul.
Yeah, I know who it is. What's popping, Maul? What's going on uptown in the building, as always?
You know how we do, man.
Always showing love. I've been telling you about this topic all week. I know you're ready to speak on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The topic, if everybody don't know, is should weed be legal and why? Why do you think weed should be legal? You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own reason. I just want to hear yours. So I'm going to ask Maul real quick. I'm going to ask the caller because you know, we show the callers love on here. I'm going to ask you first.
Well,
like,
I feel as though, you know, it's not like a legal thing because it's already illegal, but I just feel as though it's not fair on the East Coast. You know, the West Coast, they do their thing. Why can't we do ours? Like, you know, they got smoke shops and all that. Ride around weed cars and all that type stuff. Like, what's up with that? Like, I mean, why we can't get a bill passed for that?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I definitely feel that. And you let me see this this DVD about that, too. Like tell the people a little bit about that DVD.
Yeah, the DVD is called What You Smoking On. I mean, I don't know if any of y'all ever seen it before, but it's called What You Smoking On. You know, it's basically just about what you smoking on. You know, some good shit, some bullshit, but basically mainly it's just good shit, though. You know, they got different type of exotics, what they smoking it in, different wraps, different blunts, all type of shit. They even got different recipes for, you know, you snackers, late night snackers. All types of sweet treats for you, you know, for you freaks and shit, you know.
Hell yeah. Like that, them right. weed shrimp. That weed shrimp was crazy. Like I never seen nothing like that ever before. Ever.
Yeah, me neither. I'm gonna have to try that, man. We gonna have to try that out one day.
You gonna have to cook up some marijuana shrimp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, but hold on the line, brother. We definitely got some hot music coming. We definitely, I mean, I want you to chill with us because we're going to talk some more about it. I'm going to let you get in on your bag once the callers start, you know what I mean, talking in and on it. Just join in anytime you want. Your mic is open. But we got a whole lot of callers in the building. If you want to talk, just press that one. We'll join you in the conversation and on the topic. Should we be legal and why? Ms. Banks, I told you I was going to get to you. You know what I'm saying? Because last time you snuck away, you know, the guys was dominating the conversation. So I'm gonna get to you now. I'm gonna boss you around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna know your answer to that topic. Do you think weed should be legal and why?
Well, I've never ever smoked weed in my whole entire life for 25 years plus. So I'm not sure. I hear it's good for you. I guess it should. I don't know because I don't know nothing about that area. Nothing.
So you never smoke
no
weed
drugs
before.
Whatsoever. Don't smoke. Hey,
I'm sorry, I had to give you that, because you're the only person in the world who ain't never even inhaled a contact, you know what I mean? We definitely got some more callers on the line. You know, we treat callers, you know what I mean, real good here on Bugman TV Radio /PS Station, but we got another caller in the building with their hands up, you know what I'm saying, 215-490.
That's Scorp the Boy, nigga.
Uh-oh. Scorp the Boy. Scorp the Boy is in the building. For those who don't know Scorp, please, I don't like you to explain yourself because you really don't have to, but I want you to explain to the people who you are and what you do.
I mean, if y'all don't even know, and I was late because, you know, it's Friday, and this shit was chumming. Weed out! But, yeah, it's Scorp, the Boy, the King of Chronic, your Prince of Pot, your Majesty of Marijuana, West Philly's own new Prince on the Throne, the Kush King. I'm in the building. What's up?
You already know, Scorp, the Boy is in the building, man. You got a lot of stuff out right now. You got a lot of fire in the streets. You got the hottest mixtape out right now besides The Art of Da Vinci, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get that on the site, but you don't do that, Piff, because you definitely a businessman, so I respect that, you know what I'm saying? But
I just gave that Piff on Weed Out too. They got it now.
Oh,
so
yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, I got it. Everybody tell everybody where to download that.
You could download Weed Out too. Sorry it won't be in the Ziploc bag this time. But you can download Weed Out too on thatpiff.com, thatpiff.com for free. I'm giving it up.
Definitely. It's definitely some hot music. I'm going to talk to you. We got you for a guaranteed hour. Guaranteed hour. You know what I'm saying? It's about 45 minutes now, and we're going to hope you're going to stay with us a little bit longer. But before we really get in our bag, because a lot of people want to get in on this topic, I mean, should we be legal and why? Before I'm gonna let you go, you know what I'm
saying? What happened?
So I'm gonna play a little bit of music.
Yeah. Hold up. The Jax is fading out. The Jax is fading out. Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry, people. I'm all the way in Jersey right now. That's not far, but AT&T sucks. And y'all heard that from me. AT&T sucks.
I heard that.
I can hear you now right now. What's up? Yo, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the building? Hello? Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the building. My bad. My bad, everybody. But we gonna get Scorp the boy back in the building. You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to play a little music, and we gonna come right back with Scorp the boy. You know what I'm saying? Oh wait, here you go, right here.
Yeah, I'm right back. You right back.
That's my fault. You know what I'm saying? Fuck T-Mobile. You know what I mean? Fuck T-Mobile. We about to come back with the topic a little bit. Let me play a little music because I had everybody seeing T-Mobile. We about to play a little music and we gonna be back and ask Scorp the boy the topic. So hold on and bang out to this. See you later. I gotta call in. Shit. All right, well, we got a little problems with that. Scorp, you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah,
man,
we
all
got a
night.
Little problems with Blog Talk. Stay with us, but I want you to answer the topic question now because I already know your answer, but I just want the other people to figure out your answer and why. Why do you think weed should be legal?
Man, the main reason why I think weed should be legal is because I'm tired of the goddamn cops running down on me. When I'm just trying to enjoy life right now. Like, I ain't hurting nobody. Trust me, them neighbors the old ladies ain't smelling that weed and they ain't disturbing their life because their house smell like mothballs. But beyond all that, no, the real reason why weed should be legal right now is because the jails, if you don't know, is getting filled up too quick with petty marijuana crimes and crimes related to marijuana when y'all should definitely fill up themselves with all these little rapists running around, all these niggas on Megan's Law. Go on Megan's Law and type it up. Put your area code in. There's going to be a nigga that walk past you every day and say, what's up? Right on that jump. He running out here while niggas like me facing like 10 years. But basically, it ain't worth the it's costing us too much money. You know what I'm saying? It's costing the cities too much money to enforce these petty marijuana laws when tobacco is still legal and alcohol is still legal. Google how many car accidents it is a year. And then Google how many is resulted from alcohol and how many is resulted from weed. And you're gonna see that this shit is definitely outweighed. You know what I mean? Another reason why weed should be legal because you need to smoke it while you're listening to Weed Out 2 and Weed Out 3, which is coming out next month.
I definitely dig that. But we got a lot of callers on the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm back on board. Blog Talk kicked me off. Fuck Blog Talk and T-Mobile. But we about to get into this track real quick. Let y'all rest on it. This is definitely a hot track from the heart of Uptown. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle mix. Holla at your boy.
Bitch ass niggas ain't fucking with me. Fuck Benz and Vino Scorch and I burn that ass to the third degree. CBTV, don't act like you ain't heard of me. Before this rap, I was in this track. Either way, coming out like who wanted with rings. You can't get up on my level. When the deal's always on the table, let's negotiate and settle. I'm all about my paper. I think I got my mojo. Yeah, I did this for my city. Built this shit all on my dolo. Paparazzi spot me, bitch I'm walking promo. Flyboy hat with the flyboy shirt, hating that's a no-no. You don't want my soldiers to pull up and hit you with that fofo. Wrist stains on your shirt, and you just bought that polo. Get y'all niggas so-so,
cause y'all niggas is JoJo. On my shit, get off my dick, yeah, y'all niggas is homo. I can get it for cheap, but keep that on that logo. Can't afford to pay attention, y'all niggas got no dough.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Niggas hating on the bucket.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, don't ever try to touch me. I do this for my hood. Uptown, we'll be wishing nigga would. Top set. Oh, I think this nigga should. Cadillac. With the interior wood. Then you can hate me, but your girlfriend wanna date me. You ain't her, I'm a boss, nigga. You can never play me, that mugger. Bitch, I'm all about my gravy. Even when I run from the paper, it's still gon' see the taking. Yeah, I'm like a magnet for De Niro. Fucking with my paper, leave you stiff just like a scarecrow. Four fingers in Reno, but you ain't get the memo. I hit that quick and I take it back, you bitches like a rental. So bad boy, what you gonna do? Talking all that shit, you biting off more than you can chew. Think you know me, you don't know me, homie, you ain't got a clue. If you wanna get this paper, boy, watch what I do.
Yeah, we definitely back in the building. We got Scorp the Boy in the building. You know what I'm saying? That was a track, the freestyle mix off the Heart of Uptown. I'm definitely trying to get Scorp on that. You know what I mean? That probably shouldn't be a problem, right?
Oh, that ain't never no problem, man. You like my brother.
You already know. We got Miss Banks back on the line. Sorry for that, babe. Miss Banks. All right, well, I can't hear Miss Banks, but... You know what I'm saying? We on the line with Scorp the Boy, and we want to talk on this topic. And talk more on this topic about, do you think we should be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? We got Ms. Daif Wonder in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? Put your hand up whenever you want to speak on the topic. But, you know what I mean? I understand that, Scorp, like, on the west side, it's already legal. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it not legal over here?
Because people are not voting right. They got to vote for House Bill 1393. To get that shit passed in Pennsylvania. So my niggas is voting for all this dumb shit. You putting in ballots for these niggas you don't even know. House Bill 1393 should be on your list of things to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, for a lot of people, it might not be aware about that. Like, how do people get aware about doing that? Because I'm pretty sure if we knew how to do it, everybody would do it if it's that easy. You know what I'm saying?
It's really that easy. Just vote. You know what I mean? They always had, they had ballots all the time. Go down there and vote. And study on, like, if that's a topic that you interested in, just do your research on it. Look up marijuana law in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Marijuana legalization law in Pennsylvania. It'll pop up for you.
That's real shit. I'm about to run Scorp the Boy for Weed Mayor. You know what I'm saying? You going to run the campaign. I got to do the production for you. You know what I'm saying? Because that sounds like something that can happen. For real. I can dig that. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I think if weed was legal, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would help us get out of tremendous debt. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, because they could tax it, and it's the number one cash crop in the country right now. It sell more than corn. It sell more than barley. It sell more than rice. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Again, them breadsticks.
So. You already know. My man, he called up. My man Mark called up. He was talking about this Cheddar DVD. I actually got a chance to see part of it. And it
was
basically...
I was supposed to host it. It's called What You Smoking On.
Yeah. I definitely just seen that joint. That joint was crazy. What happened with that hosting? Why you ain't host that?
Oh, man, they was talking some old other shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cheddar, though. It ain't nothing like that. But they was talking some other shit that I wasn't down with. So, you know what I mean? That's off the record. I don't really want to...
I ain't going to make you say it, bro. You know what I mean? Well, we definitely got KM Links in the building. You
what's
already
up?
Know.
Hey.
What's poppin', Storm Boy / SME Boy?
No doubt, no doubt. What's good, Skirt? What's up, my nigga?
Hey, what's up, homie? What's happening
it's,
with
you? Shout out to Skirt, man, because he always come through to the Industry Rising Showcase and showing love.
Yeah, this is crazy. I had the two top Hot 16s on BBTV on the line at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy
you
all around.
You already know.
Skirt the Boy and KM Link, man. Thank y'all. Thanks, Skirt, for calling up. KM, you always showing love. You know what I'm saying? We got another man, Vinci, in the building. You know what I mean?
Chilling tonight, you know what I mean? I'm loving the time. That's what it is, my nigga. My nigga, yeah. What you doing? You KM? Chilling. Hey, man, Chosey, don't you? God damn it. This ain't the parking lot. God damn it. What y'all doing? Yeah, I was saying. Well, no, no. You know what I mean? I'm about that weed. We already know. The session, baby. I'm thinking about doing the show called The Session. Have Skirt the Boy as my co-host. You know what I mean? But he, even though he burned more than me. You know what I mean? I think I can hang with him a little bit since the Purple Room days, you know what I mean?
They don't know nothing about the Purple Room.
They don't know nothing about the Purple Room.
That
well,
was
we
Purple
got,
City before Dipset and all that.
Yeah, yes, sir. Fourth quarter,
Purple,
South Street.
Purple carpets and all that fly shit going on right now.
Purple lamps, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We definitely got a lot of callers in the building. It seemed like people definitely want to talk on this topic of do you think weed should be legal? Well, legal in the tri-state area because the West Coast already got it. That's whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York always get everything first. Why you can't get the weed law passed? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? But we got callers in the building. We got another caller with their hand raised. 267-816 was popping. You on Friday Night Fire. What's going on?
How you doing, Buck? How you doing? This is Persia Sound.
Ooh, what's
Persia
going on?
Persia Sounds, what's up, baby?
Okay, Persia. What's going on? Definitely show love.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I saw the tweet, so I was like, all right, let me get on here since I missed them last week. I'm about to head out to go, you know, to the club or whatever, but
What you talking about?
The club right here, right now.
Well, I love Leopard, so, you know. I'm just going to go meet my girlfriends, and then we'll figure out where we're going from there. So right now, I really don't even know where I'm going. So
do that,
boo-boo.
Do that, boo-boo.
You know it's fitted, and I got my fishnet stockings on, so that's how I like to do it in my high heels. So nobody can be shorter than at least 6 foot.
So the fellas out there, beware. Here she comes. She got the fishnets on. You know what I mean? Got it popping for the club tonight. She don't know where she going, but somebody getting it. You know what I mean?
Give
a clock. But thanks for showing love. You know what I'm saying? Listening on the topic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you the topic question before you can go somewhere because like you just said, you probably smoking the spark up right before you hit that club scene, you dig? But do you think weed should be legal and why?
Hell yeah. The reason is because it's all natural. I never got a hoarse throat or me coughing up something crazy or earaches or nothing from sitting up here smoking weed. Every time I'll take two puffs of a cigarette, and it's like I'm always having some issues in the morning when I wake up. But I smoke a hard blunt. I don't have no issues. Now, mind you, I don't smoke a lot like that because I'm a singer. So, you know, I got to, you know, do that in moderation. But other than that, you know, please, it's all natural. The reason why they don't want to legalize it because they won't be able to control it. And that's why they don't want to legalize it. So.
Well, Skirt the Boy was just telling us about us voting, you know what I'm saying, to get this law passed of it being legal. So to me, it seemed like a little bit more awareness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They definitely got to do their homework on it. And I appreciate the fact that you appreciate marijuana, sweetheart.
Every now and then you got to chill out. Because, you know, I mean, this is stressful, ripping and running and making clothes and doing shows and whatever. Every now and then, I just got to lay back, and sometimes that's what you need. Get a little doozy.
It's a
It's in moderation at all, always, because don't get it fucked up. Smoking anything in your lungs other than putting oxygen in them is definitely bad for your body, but don't count out marijuana, because it's a wonderful plant, and the medicinal value is definitely overlooked right now.
Exactly. Can I ask a question, Score?
Yo.
Are you puffing a little something right now?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I heard the inhale, exhale. I ain't want to say nothing, but I'm getting kind of jealous over here.
Yeah, I really can't. I can't sit down for two. No, I ain't no gonna plead the fifth, because I ain't gonna be a fraud. Niggas know what I do.
I know, because we be at the creek, man. Motherfuckers be like, we score back. I know that nigga burning down.
They think they gonna hit it. You don't pit in on it. He ain't passing that shit. Sorry, y'all. Score, you know what I mean? Score definitely, he'll pass around a couple of you. If, you know what I mean? If you feel like it, you already dig that. But we got some more.
If I want to take a facial, I'm going to just take one to the face and throw another one up in the air for everybody else to get right with.
So already made. Well, we got a lot of callers on the line.
I just want to say one day, see you, baby. Saying bye-bye. Heading out to the club. Hopefully y'all see me tonight. We're Old City.
I want you to see that leopard.
All right, bye-bye.
You already dig, but thanks for the love. We got a lot of callers in the building, a couple with their hands been raised. Y'all want to speak on the topic, maybe speak to Scorp the Boy, the Marijuana King, you know what I'm saying? But we got 215-941 in the building. What's popping? You on Friday Night Fire?
Yeah, what's up? It's Philly Major, man.
Say it again?
Philly Major.
That's my old head, bro.
Okay,
you know,
shout out.
The coach show your support.
Y'all got to know him. Y'all got to know him right now.
But definitely,
Scorp,
shout out. Thanks for calling us.
You got?
Huh?
I'm proud.
What you say, OG?
I said, tell them people about that new seed you got. And plus, you got another one about to drop.
Oh, yeah, they know about that weed out, too.
Everybody know about that. If you don't know about that by now, you ain't been in the underground music circle. You know what I mean? Scorp the Boy got the hottest mixtape out right now. You know what I'm saying? The hottest mixtape out right now, besides the Art of Da Vinci, Da Vinci mixtape of the month. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of callers in the building. We got a lot of people want to talk. I'm going to answer one more call, then I'm going to play a little bit of music to break it up some, because everybody want to speak on this topic, man, because we all think weed should be legal. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. You know, you got to have awareness. You go out there and vote, and then you ain't got to worry about being arrested. We could walk down the street. You know, walk down the street. Hello, officer. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to answer one more call. We're going to play music, and we're going to get back to Scorp the Boy. You know what I'm saying? We got 610-400 in the building. What's popping? You on Friday Night Fire?
You about to get a lot of people locked up right now.
Say it again.
You about to get a lot of people locked up on this time.
Hey, look, ain't no faces being seen. You know what I'm saying? People disguise their voices on here. We don't know nobody name.
Yeah,
my artist name up here. Name my government in up here. Shit.
Wait, real quick. This Scorp the Boy, right? Ain't nobody going to get locked up. Y'all got freedom of speech to discuss marijuana all y'all want. And if y'all don't know, I'm on the side of the bus right now. I'm on the side of the buses right now, and they say weed out on the side with me with a L in my hand. So, baby, it's our world. It's our world, baby girl. I'm not lying to you.
I'm listening.
Thanks for calling up, showing the love. You know what I mean? Scorp the Boys in the building. Gutterman Da Vinci in the building. KM Link in the building.
Let me blow some smoke over there so she can catch contact. Look.
Definitely. I wish right now I could get to some Scorp the Boy tracks. I couldn't get them uploaded because you got the Windows files, brother. I got a Mac. Macs don't use Windows. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I got, I got a MacBook Pro because I'm slumming out here, spending all my money on good weed.
But definitely, yo, I want to get to a little music. We're going to talk back more on this topic when we get back. I want y'all to go in, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to interrupt too much tonight because I want to hear what everybody else got to say. I already know how I feel, you know what I'm saying? I want to get to know how y'all feel. But let's get into this track. You know what I mean? Scorp know the feature on this very well. This is my man Knox, a Buck Banderino featuring Knox to That Thing Go. Let's get it.
A&R.
You know what it is, you know what it is, you know what it is. The heart of uptown, the heart of uptown.
I hear you talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. You can keep talking, but just remember this. Everybody tough to That Thing Go. Everybody tough to That Thing Go. Everybody tough to That Thing Go. Never been a beast with pussy, she will never let me. Stick back in something heavy to turn your braids into confetti. You talking like you want it, so we know that you ain't ready. Sharp throw, cut a bitch like a machete. See you in my bristle, so don't even try to match it. Cause you can't get on my level, you ain't even in my bracket. Always talking about muggers, but you don't even have it. I don't know, but these niggas got me laughing. Y'all ain't got no diversity, yo, you talk about is trapping. But if you was really doing the bit, you wouldn't be bragging. Put yourself on the radar, now these haters is watching, plotting, trying to cut you up, who's running up and bobbing me, bobbing me, we know how you figure you gon' top of me, and the leg is just silly, I be in that bitch, steady cocking, see that bitch with my bagger, even when music is rocking, rock it to the stratus, hey that shit rocking, I be on some fly shit, I be on some fly shit, no need to ask the price, baby, all I do is buy shit, I be up and fly with, I be bumping my shit. I be on some fly shit, I mean we be on some fly shit. Seven cameras in the chain, that can't run with my name. Not ring bells, up and down and around the same. We call Philly, you can pack that Mac Millie. I'm illy, it's like Philly, that's why every hood feel me. This money, yeah I get it, this guap I gotta chase it. I'm down to risk it all, them choppers in the basement. You don't wanna face it, I'm talking about that drama. I'm quick to push the button on these fuckers like Obama. Floor tight nigga, fresh from head to the toe, I flip your hoe a boss tight nigga. You rock out with your cock out, I rock out with my block out. Five shots and your brains all on the floor, gotta bring a mop out. I just push wrong, leave it came wrong. Either way, I get the things off. They drop from the way, hit the wood and then go. Come through, scoop them, take them in the hole. I hit that block, I flip them feet. My enemies, let's never get this cheese. What can I say but please, call me, I get this cheese.
We know.
You already know what it is. We back Friday Night Fire. I got Miss Banks in the building, the Buck Bandit Barbie Miss Franchise.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Oh,
check up on us at BuckBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. The hottest underground talent. If you didn't know, Scorp the Boy is on there with one of the most historical High 16s in BBTV's small existence. But we going strong, though. You know what I mean? It ain't about how long we've been doing it. It's how hard we doing it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? I want to talk to y'all on this topic because I know a lot of y'all want to go in. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think we should be legal over here already. I don't even know why it's not legal right now. You know what I'm saying? But Scorp is definitely raising some awareness about it. Like, you can definitely go out there and vote on it. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't know. But, go ahead, Scorp, tell us a little bit more about the stuff you got going on because, you know what I mean, we only got, 20 guaranteed minutes with you. I want to get in as much as I can about your music, your work. You know what I mean? We all know you do the tats. You very nice with the tats. You know what I'm saying? So tell the people a little bit more about what you do besides your artistry because you got a lot of shit going on with you.
Oh, well, yeah, I co-own tats. T-A-T-Z, that's Tats, located in Southwest. That's a tattoo parlor. We tat the whole city up. But beyond that, you know what I mean, we're just working on this music. I got Irk and Jerk, the new single. You can request that on Power 99 and 100.3 to beat because it's in rotation on both stations right now. The E&J song, the anti-Rosé song, so the Rosé Red shit. It's just it's dead when that song come on. Just because is Irken Jerk, E&J. Rosé, not the day. Irken Jerk, E&J. Like, you know what I'm saying? Getting it up with that. I got my new video, Like. So it's a Facebook song. You got to like that, John, on Facebook with B Major and Old Traffic. You can check it out on my page, on my Facebook page right now. It's popping. I've been doing a lot of shit. Like, shout out to Old Traffic too. He's doing a lot of heavy shit right now. But yeah,
yes,
man, I got the weed out. I got the whole weed out tree. The whole next level shit is coming out in the next month or so. Check out Reno, Buck Bandit, you know what I mean? On that joint, you know what I'm saying?
And
niggas is working hard. Like, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. Let me get a hand clap. You got the hand clap effect? I just got off probation July 31st. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, Right. So we have you on everything right now. I'm on everybody's CDs right now. Money Mo CD about to drop. Just heavy in Philly right now, and I'm doing it for Philly. Like, no other guy, no known nigga that do what I do will ever be on the side of no scepter. But I got a 4-year contract with them, so anytime I want to put the billboard up, I'm be smoking an L or anything. Yeah, I mean, I show you the growth from a street nigga to, you know what I'm saying, infiltrating
entrepreneur status. You already
know. Urban entrepreneur and all that shit. So, and me and Reno go all the way back. Like, we got like 10 years in almost.
Damn near close to that.
we real close to 10, so we pushing a decade. And I'm just happy to see everybody here now doing what we've been loving to do and getting money doing it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. You already know. We got Scorp in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We talking on this topic. You know what I mean? For all the callers on the line, you know what I mean? Do you think weed should be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? Weed is legal over on the West Coast. It's still not over here. And, you know what I mean? We fed up. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to walk down the street, smoke a hell with no problem. You know what I mean? What the hell you need a weed test for? I know plenty of people who work better when they smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You meet me in the studio, I'm going it hard after I smoke.
Right.
Yo,
you know?
Right. Weed used to be legal, you know what I'm saying? It used to be legal. Like, who fucked it up? I still like never got the full story who was behind this bullshit of making weed illegal anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
They only did that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of deep issues that go with why they made marijuana illegal. And another surefire reason is because they can't tax it. You know what I mean? They really couldn't tax it because it's an indigenous plant that can grow in almost any environment. You know what I mean? So it's hard to tax something like that.
You already know. We got a call in the building. I see you raising your hand, going down, raising your hand. It looked like you trying to jump in on the topic, but let's go to 267-407. What's popping? You on Friday Night Fire?
Yeah, what is Knox?
Knox, what's going on?
What's up, Knox? Hey, yo, for y'all that don't know, Knox, that's my partner, and Tats, you know what I mean? The hottest tattoo artist in the city right now.
You already know. You definitely can check his tats out on BugBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. We definitely got his own tab on there. Knox Tattoos is definitely official, too. You know what I mean? Thanks for calling up, bro, showing the love. Scorpio Boy, you know what I'm saying? BugBandit Reno. We got Miss Banks in the building, Knox. You got to say hello to her.
What's up, Miss Banks?
Hey, Knox.
Damn, you got a whole intro. That was what's up.
You already know.
His Banks ain't say a hello or nothing to Scorp.
Muchas gracias, Scorp.
You already know. See, what people don't know is the last 10 minutes, Miss Banks get to have her way with the guests. You know what I'm saying? So, Scorp, I was going to throw it for a surprise at you, but, you know what I mean, since you already said something, the last 10 minutes is hers, you know what I mean? So we about to play a track, and when we come back, she going to have her way with you all types of ways, you know what I'm saying? She get to ask you whatever she feel like asking you for the next 10 minutes, and you got to answer the question. Brother, don't be getting all scared now.
No, I ain't never scared.
Ain't never scared. That's what I'm talking about. It's definitely a track, you know what I'm saying? Love from me. Listen to this.
You know what it is. No love, shorty. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Let's go.
What the fuck is up with Blog Talk? God damn it. You know what I mean? Hey, somebody didn't boing down here. I think because Miss Banks did that. That's exactly
what I'm
saying. Every time you talk, boys start fucking up there. Everybody start boiling. We about to go into this track, back into this track. I'm going to switch it up because I'm tired of hearing that one now. But let's get it.
Girl, you must be out of your mind if you think you can get with me. Now you see me doing fine. You want me now.
Crazy, thinking you gon' get me now. You see I'm on my grind, yeah, I'm on my job. You wanna get with me now. Didn't want me before, you telling me now. You was playing hard to get. Just cause you a dime, I'm a boss. Oh yeah, my omni-ish. When I was down, you hesitated. Said you wanna be friends. You see the moves I'm making now. You want me to get up in.
I'm good.
See all that damn, you can keep it to yourself. I'm on to bigger and better things, and that's with no help. Now you mad at the world, blaming everybody else is a shame. When you're the one who made that choice to fuck with all them lanes. I'm doing me, feeding a team, trying to take trips to Spain. Think I'm stuck over you? Why?
Bitch, you must be insane.
Girl, you must be out of your mind if you think you can get with me. Now you see me doing fine. You want me now?
Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. All you gotta do is look up. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. All you gotta do is look up. Yeah, hey, little nigga, use a lane. You can start to straight home and you can ring do a thing. I ain't never seen a blame treat you like baby boy with that ass. Bing. You ain't never shoot a thing. Fucking hard when this nigga fragile like Sting. But being the real name, and I done done it all. I ball, something similar to John Wall. Always got your hand out, nigga, get tall. For that paper, I'm erasing, gotta get you bricked tall. Custom lead to pushing lead to shoving lead to blocking, the niggas ducking and looking. When I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. All you gotta do is look up. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. All you gotta do is look up.
Yeah, you know what it is. We back, Friday Night Fire. Definitely, if you listening in, you can log on to Buff Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com, the CEO tab, and definitely listen to Buck Band the TV radio right off the site. But, you know what I'm saying, we got Scorp the Boy in the building, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Weed Out, you know what I mean, we got Miss Banks in the building, my lovely co-host, definitely the newly appointed Miss Franchise, you know what I mean, check her all over the site, you know what I mean, she's about to be over the Twitter, over the Facebook, everything, so look for that. Oh, yeah, and we was talking about that autograph sign that we going to do with her. We wait until the spring, you know what I mean, because she really about to have the internet on smash. I'll make sure of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
On this topic, should weed be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? I think everybody thinks the same thing, whether they smoke weed or not. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask Kay. Go ahead, Miss Banks. I want Miss Banks to ask.
No.
A couple
it's okay.
Questions.
I can wait.
Oh, you want to wait?
No, first, I have a question. I'm going to need help, first of all, because I'm a whole virgin to the weed thing. I don't know nothing about it. I don't mess with it. I don't look at it. I don't touch it. So I'm going to need somebody to pop my cherry on that. So I need a volunteer.
What you say?
It's only right if I pop your cherry. Because I'm the only one that's gonna do it right, like when it comes to that weed.
Yay! Woohoo! I wanna experience that at least once. I have to.
At least once.
So,
see, the thing is, once you do it. Yeah, at least once, cause you're gonna be you once you taste the wonderful God plant marijuana, you'll really understand why it's such a big deal about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's very wonderful.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word on that, Scrubs. Then I'm gonna take your word.
See, that's what we gotta do. We gotta lock Miss Banks in a room, make her get major contact. Escort the boy, he be smoking on that good stuff, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta lock her in the room with us. We gotta both roll up, and we gotta get her some contact, you know what I mean? Because if she knew the feeling, she'd be smoking every day.
Definitely.
You did.
Get me in trouble.
We're gonna start her off with a kush, because that's like a... That's like a body high. She needs that body right.
I was about to ask you, what's the difference in all these weed things? What's the best one?
Like Kush grade weeds are usually the highest grade. But
And you gonna start me
like
off with
that? Yeah, we're gonna start you right off.
Yes,
with
the best.
Kush.
The best with the best. Okay, I understand. I'm not mad at you then. All right.
Yeah, no, it's for the body though. So you get the whole body high instead of a cerebral.
Okay.
A brain high, like a haze, to give you like a head high. And we don't want you all cloudy in your head. We want your whole body to feel good, right?
Okay.
It sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too.
I don't know if we talk about the weed or the body. I don't know what we're
talking
about.
Hey, I'm going to tell her. Tell her it's all good, so.
You already know, man. You got it. Yo, I'm digging that CD. What's the and with the feedback? What track you been getting the most feedback from your mixtape? Cause your mixtape been out for a little second now. What, like a month?
Yeah. I've been out since April 20th, National Weed Day. That's when Weed Out 2.
Oh yeah. See, I'm
came out for 20. Yeah.
I just dropped another CD. Don't Play with Fire, hosted by me, Rain Man, and Old Traffic and Blue Flame.
Yeah,
but,
that's the one
that
I must have been thinking of.
Yeah, that came out last month, but the most feedback, I don't know. Cosmic Kev said he can't pick. He said he loved everything, and I like Why You Call My Phone on there because it's like a ringtone song, and you could play that for anybody, any situation. You got a bugaboo dude calling your phone or a bugaboo chick calling your phone. You can put Why You Call My Phone on. Somebody drawing, they keep talking about drugs and shit on your phone, and you know that's drawing. Cause, you know what I mean? It's making your line hot. You could curse them out. Chicks calling
you
for money. You know how they do that ring, though, because you're getting all that money, all that mugger. Yeah. But, Why You Call My Phone did a lot. All the way Burnt Up on an All the Way Turned Up beat was crazy. I performed.
Yeah, I definitely seen that performance too. Yeah, it definitely was hot.
Yeah, I performed that and Let's Do It, the Roll That Doobie. That was crazy. They loving that right now. So, yeah, we working hard, yeah, man.
Definitely. We got a special person in the building, you know what I'm saying? Definitely called in. You know she called in to show me some love. We got Miss Owner of the station, Miss Honest Fire in the building. What's popping?
Hello. Hello. What's up, Sport?
Welcome
to the sound.
Yeah.
Friday Fire. I'm in the building, coming to check up on you guys, listening to that crazy music. I was just agreeing with everything you said, Sport. I know you forever. Definitely much love to you, Ammo the Monster. I love when
y'all perform
every fucking thing.
You already know. You got to check that Irken Jerk out, that new song we got. That's on crazy, Honest.
Okay, I'm sure we're going to guys up in the Switchboard. You got to, you know, the next showcase, October 3rd and November 7th, just let me know because I want to show you guys love again. I was fortunate to have your wife come through my second to last showcase. Killed it, looking beautiful. You know what I mean? We had fun on the roof at Mill Creek. Definitely. And also, I'm calling the show love to you, Buck Tannerino.
You know. Miss
you
already
Lace, know. You know what I mean? Kelly. Shout out to everybody, BBTV. Big call.
Hey, baby.
Hey, boo. And, you know what I mean? Definitely come through, get my shout outs. And definitely shout out my girl, Jay Raina Smith and Cole. Like, that was just amazing. Like, they were just acting so well. I was ready to get out my seat and just shoot them. But y'all might have missed me. I'll be able to buy the DVD. The last showing was tonight. So maybe I'll come back. But I went to the play last night. It was crazy. So shout out
definitely,
to you.
Yeah. Definitely. Thanks for calling up and showing the love. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jay Raina and all of them. You know what I mean? Scorp the boy in the building. We got him for three more minutes strong.
And I'm still in the building. It's not. Nice.
Everybody's still in the building. See, the first hour, I got to dedicate to Scorp the boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we about to go in on the topic. We got Cam Links on the line. He go hard. We got Better Man DaVinci on the line. He go hard. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of people on the line going hard. Scorp the boy is just like the spokesman. You know what I mean? You got to get a spokesman in his time.
Listen, if I leave out, I'm going to do y'all so, I'm going to, for showing us so much love, for showing us so much love, you know what I mean? I'm going to give y'all something special. If y'all got any questions on the topic or marijuana itself, just give me a call at my own potline. It's 267-711-WEED-7. And I answer that, John. Like, I don't be frauding on niggas. Like, I answer that, John.
You already know. Definitely. Get that number one more time, Score.
267-711-WEED-7.
Yeah, if you ain't know, that was weed, motherfucker. You know what I mean? But we in the building. We in the building. We got Scorp the boy in the building. I appreciate you for coming through, brother. You always show me love ever since I first met you. You know what I'm saying? Down there on South Street in the studio. And we, what you looking at, huh?
What you looking at?
You know what I
mean?
Gutter Man was there, you know.
I said rocking. That shit was going down.
They already know. Yeah, man.
Go ahead, brother.
I appreciate the love. No, I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
You family, so whenever you need me, call me. You ain't got, like, no time limit, no hour, or nothing like that. Like, whenever you need me, just call me.
You already know I know, brother.
Oh, yeah,
don't be getting all wishy with me. God damn it.
I mean that's what's up. I don't mean to cut y'all off, but definitely come check me out on the fifth floor, down 525 South 4th Street on 4th and South. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things going on South Street, live studios, new office. I'm definitely trying to take this promotion crazy. Philly Shine, Buckingham TV, Women's Day, Fire Friday. Like, it's just, I love everybody's advancement and Scorp. Like, your music has definitely been, your music timeless. I listen to all your old shit, too, like. Definitely, you feature a lot of niggas.
I appreciate that. We got to do this shit for Philly because real niggas got to get on, like, right now. Like, right now.
Right now, right now, baby. But thanks for showing love. We got another call in the building. And, I mean, we thank Scorp for coming through. You know what I mean? Hopefully you can stick with us for a little while longer and hear what other people got to say on the topic. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get into this next caller. We got 646-300 was popping. You on Friday Night Fire.
Yo, what's good, man? Friday, you got that fire on your show. What up? This Vinny show, man. I can show
Vinny
up a little
show.
Bit. Yeah, the next big thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace, you know what I'm saying, the website. But I'm going to shoot you though, man.
Yeah, we popping. I mean, we here on Friday Night Fire talking on the topic. I mean, do you think weed should be legal and why? We just had Scorp the boy in the building, Mr. Weed out. You know what I'm saying? Definitely schooling us on how to get weed legal. All you gotta do is vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna ask you the topic, but before I ask you the topic, I wanna play a little bit more music because I wanna mix it up. And I'm about to let everybody go in. There's so many people on the line holding on. Showing Friday Night Fire some love because they want to speak on this topic. I doubt they even want to talk to me. They just want to talk about weed, goddammit.
You know what I'm saying?
You
want me going on the 16, what you say?
No, we're going to come back, and I want you to go in on the topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think weed should be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? So let's go to this track, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask those questions because I want to hear what you got to say, goddammit. Let's get it.
All right. We already know.
Hold up, all y'all niggas is liars. Always claiming y'all shooting, but everybody's a gangster. Till they face prosecution, the top is my destination. Got my mind on the moolah, even high as the sky, my LG long as a ruler. I've been getting my shine on, getting my grind on. So long, sometimes I feel like where has the time gone? Everybody's a critic, till it's their time on. Then they want love, shit, what was your mom on? Ain't got no job, niggas just getting your rap on. Even if this fails, I got this to fall back on. Talking that nonsense, like you won't get spent. On. Treat you like them lights and that head get clapped on.
Where you from?
Where I'm from, that UPT.
What you work?
Where I rap, I rap that BUC.
You know where you from?
Where I'm from, that UPT.
What you work?
Where I rap, I rap that BUC.
You know where you from?
Uptown.
What you rap?
Fuck.
Where you from?
Uptown.
What you rap?
Fuck.
Where you from?
Uptown.
What you rap?
Fuck.
Where you from?
Uptown.
What you rap?
You can hate if you wanna, but it won't stop the Benji. Sometimes it can be running, these other rappers see this shit. Went from Philly to Florida, Florida right back to Philly. And if you knew my committee, you say that them niggas filthy. You see we stay on the grizzly. Bitch, I'm busy, trying to stack up the Philly. All you suckers is crazy, thinking you can stick with me. Cause I ain't stopping for nothing, I'm headed straight for the tippy. Yeah, ain't got some beverages with me. No, I don't ride with the goonies, I do my thing with the biddies.
Yeah.
You niggas ain't fucking with me, but you can try if you wanna. Won't hesitate to get 50.
Where you from?
Where I'm from, that UPT.
What you work?
Where I rap, that BUC.
Where you from?
Where I'm from, that UPT.
What you work?
Where I rap, that BUC.
Where you from?
Uptown.
What you rap?
Fuck.
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 What's good, what's good? We back Friday Night Fire. Friday Night Fire. You know what I'm saying? We back. We got Miss Banks in the building. Lovely co-host.
Oh, yeah.
You already know she do that. But you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people in the building showing love. Thanks for holding on to Friday Night Fire. We've been having technical difficulties tonight, but that don't stop my peoples from calling back. But, you know what I'm saying, we got a couple callers in the building. I'm Gutterman Da Vinci, you've been fairly quiet tonight, so I'm going to ask you your opinion on the topic. Like, do you think weed should be legal over here on the East Coast, and why?
Well, first of all, I like to start off by saying I'm high right now. And yes, I think that weed should be legal. I think that weed's a, like, it's like, I mean, people out here smoke cigarettes and liquor. More motherfuckers get in trouble, like, drinking with that liquor. Niggas die over that. Over weed, niggas, you know what I mean? Unless you hustling something heavy, you know what I mean? I mean, it should be legal, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have, you ain't got, like, in California, ain't you allowed to have a certain amount of weed on you or something like that?
Yeah, you know like, you can't have less than an ounce.
Yo,
and it can't be bagged up.
That's all I need.
Like, honestly.
I swear to God, it was high, like.
But definitely, I mean, like, it's already legal over there on the West Coast. You know what I mean? They already got the law passed. Like, what's taking them so long to do the whole damn U.S.? Like, why are you only doing sections? You know what I'm saying? The law should be open for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We make that shit legal. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather somebody smoke weed than be an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you be a pothead. At least you won't do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, It's a lot of shit going on in the world, and weed is definitely one of them comforting zones where you can definitely fall back. I guarantee you there'd be no more war if everybody just get high. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, yo. I agree.
Just smoke. You're going to be like, you know what? I was going to kill you, nigga, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just talk it out. All right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hear some more opinions on this topic, man. I need some more people to speak up. We got 610-400 in the building still. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what's your opinion. Do you think it should be legal already?
Yeah, I think it should be legal, but I wouldn't do it. I'll leave that to y'all. But I think
what?
That will be a recession, and it'll be less crime if everybody was just smoking weed, you know, so I agree with it.
Yeah.
We already think that. It seemed like everybody disagreed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think it's a fight for it.
Yo,
go ahead.
I don't
well, we
think
got,
it's legal at all.
You don't think it should be legal?
Nah, it's going to mess the game up, man.
I mean, if you watch the documentaries and all that stuff, and over there in California, they got the best weed. Like a nickel bag here, you would pay $15, but it's any kind of kush you want, any kind of brand of weed you want. You know what I'm saying? So and they can't tax it.
I feel that. Like the weed, for weed smokers, it's all good, right? You know what I mean? But for weed sellers, it's going to mess the game up. Like, we the cops need us to be out here on the block selling weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we need that on the block. It's gonna mess the drug game up. You know what I'm saying?
that's exactly why they would do it.
You know what I mean? That's twisted. I don't like that.
Yeah, I hear that. You know what I mean? It sounds like for the people who smoke it, it's cool. For the people who sell it, not so much. But look, they will have weed shops, so you can go work in the weed shop. What's stopping you from doing that?
Oh, you can grow your own
shit.
You
probably don't want a background check.
We got a lot of people. What the hell? It's loud as hell. But we got more callers on the line. We got people with their hand raised. I want to get somebody new opinion. You know what I'm saying? I want to know your idea on the topic. We got 215-954 in the building. What's popping? You on Friday Night Fire?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Melissa? Well, outspoken?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Miss Melissa in the building. Thanks for calling up and showing me some love on Friday Night Fire. What's popping?
I got a comment on the topic.
Somebody background loud. Can you please?
Somebody having a party.
Somebody having a damn party. But yeah, Miss Melissa, what's going on with you? Like, I want you to talk a little bit on the topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think weed should be legal?
Hell no.
No? Why is that?
I think we shouldn't be legal because, first of all, it's just like, whatever. I just think it's too many kids out here. Like, my daughter got bronchitis. Like, that shit fuck her up. Like, it really makes her wheeze and all that. And I just think if it was legal, like, people wouldn't care. They'd be smoking on the bus. They wouldn't care. Like, wouldn't nobody care nothing. They wouldn't care about nobody's kids. They wouldn't care about nothing. Doesn't make you dumb slow, like.
I mean, I don't. I think it depends the grade.
I'm not a smoker. It's just like, I hate it. I hate the whole weed situation. It stinks. I hate it. I'm sorry. Don't kill me, y'all. I just hate it.
You on your own.
Oh, sir.
But no, I ain't gonna boo you. You definitely spoke your mind. Like some people, to some people, you know what I'm saying, they might not want it because they don't want the kids to be exposed to it early. You got kids?
I got daughter. And I told you, my daughter, she got bronchitis.
And oh, okay. So, I mean, it's understandable.
It's just like, you know what I mean? It just fucks with it.
So, how she get around it if you don't smoke?
Because her dad smoked.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. It's like, no. But her dad smoke around her?
No, but I'm just saying, like, her dad smoke. Like, when she was younger, it's like, they'll smoke downstairs, and she'll be upstairs or something. And then, but they stopped it now, though, because of the fact that she knew he had a bronchitis, so...
But your opinion is that we shouldn't be legal.
No, not at all.
But I mean, regardless, he's gonna smoke it.
The rule says though, it will fuck up the game because everybody be trying to sell weed because of the reason. And then will nobody make no money because everybody's selling weed. Everybody.
See, I think that would force the people to step their grade up. You know what I'm saying? Cause if you got competition, you ain't gonna be selling that dirt.
They gonna be putting so much shit in the weed to sell it. They gonna be racing that weed to sell it. Everybody gonna be so every different thing. Like I don't know. It's just like it's gonna be like penny stores.
I mean, I feel you. I feel you. Some, like, for the people who are not weed smokers, it's understandable. I honestly think it's more people that do smoke weed than don't. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's just me. I ain't got the numbers game and nothing like that. But I'm pretty sure, you know, Obama got high before. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, the president.
Look what he ended up.
You know what I'm saying? I just watched this, this video on YouTube with Montel Williams, the talk show host. He like, man, I smoke weed to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, I self-medicate myself in the mornings, at night, and during the day. He's like, so are you high right now, son? I'm not going to answer that question. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to plead the fifth? No, matter of fact, did he say yeah? He said yeah. He was like, yeah. I am high right now. He's like, do you get high before meetings? Look, I self-medicate myself. Some people use it for this cause, and some people use it for that cause. Look, man, he smoked weed. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's nothing wrong with a little bit of weed in your life. You know what I'm saying?
It seems to be making my fucking feel better. So, yeah, man,
definitely. You have an argument? Smoke a little weed. See how much you care about that argument.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
But I'm not saying I never smoked it before.
No.
The only thing about weed, like, yo, you got a headache or, like, you got a toothache, it makes you go right away.
Exactly.
You ain't
no,
never lied.
But an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic to the day I die. I medicate myself in the day and the night, so you know.
definitely. But, you know what I mean, we got a lot of people in the building. They holding on for us for Friday Night Fire. Definitely showing us a whole lot of love. I definitely appreciate it. Stay on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to get in on this topic, just press 1 and we can lock you in on the conversation. But, you know what I mean, get a man like... I seem to think everybody got the same answer, you know what I'm saying? Like, Melissa, she don't smoke, you know what I'm saying? But I think everybody else pretty much think it should be legal.
Well, what's her name, Melissa? Is her name right?
Melissa, Miss Outspoken.
Miss Outspoken? Well, yeah, she can't come to the weed party then. She don't smoke. Everybody, that fucks with the yes, we gonna get high. But Melissa, if she's not smoking, you can
never
go.
Well, there's gonna be drinks there.
He's going to be drinking. See, that's why I understand, though, because if you study that, alcohol is worse than weed.
Yeah,
so what? That's the whole thing. That's why I drink and I smoke, because it gets me fucked up more.
No. See, if you ain't drinking, you just smoke, you would live a lot longer.
Oh, please. Don't nobody do that.
You dig?
What is your time to go? Don't nobody know that. That scientist shit, if you smoke, it take off 6 minutes of your life and all that. That's a lie. Don't nobody know.
Who said that?
I was just watching CSI. That is
not on CSI. Everybody watching that CSI. I mean, definitely got me hooked into that show.
Criminal Minds? That Criminal Minds?
See, that's that weed stuff. You be talking about weed, and then you go off track. You be talking about CSI, fucking the hot water stars is aligned that way. She hot right now, goddammit.
No, definitely, though. Like, weed just said you're going to get chill, but when you get drunk, you be just doing the craziest shit. Like, you be wilding out
with weed. Miss Outspoken, I got that cuss.
You already know. See, she tried to act like she was a virgin in the game. Miss Banks, you see how she kind of disrespecting the virgins out here.
I got that.
Oh, you better not.
I know she's smiling. I got that blueberry.
But Miss Melissa, you gotta say hi to Miss Banks because you've been on the phone all this time. You did not say hello to Miss Banks.
I'm Miss Banks. Hi to the squad. What's the scoop? What's their name? The scoop boys or something? I'm so sorry. I messed the whole name up.
What?
She said the scoop boys. For those who don't know, Scorp the Boy was in the building, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Gave us a little interview, you know what I'm saying, for the first hour, and we definitely talked on the topic of why it should be legal. He definitely let us in on how we can get weed to be legal, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of voting.
I got a question. Is I'm the only one that's high right now?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
why not? You on Friday Night Fire, and we talking about why we should be legal. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what you gotta do. Listen in on the show. You know, light one for your kid, for your boy Buck Banderino. You know what I'm saying? I want to play a little bit more music. I want Miss Melissa to stay on the line with us, talk a little bit more about it, because I think it's a little bit there that you're not telling us. You know what I'm saying? First you was against it, and now you taste a little bit. I think you did a little more, so we're going to dig a little deeper when we get back. God damn it. We definitely going to dig deeper, but I want to play this track from Better Man Da Vinci from Mixtape of the Month, you know what I'm saying, or Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com. This is Gushy Gushy Sound. This is for the ladies. Holla at your boy.
Big Talk, I'm telling Master. It's in the building. Play a game of slippery slide. Make that gushy gushy sound. Every time I get inside, I'ma have you like, ooh. I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh. I'ma have you like, And girl, you better saddle up, cause you know it's time to ride. There's no legs up here on top. I'm gonna smoke it right. I'ma have you like, ooh. Broke my heart when shoulder said she never bust no nut before. Ex-boyfriend was minute lining, so she said he had to go. Crazy part about it, dude, she bad as fuck from head to toe. Model face, skinny waist, titties like some cantaloupes. Call me Dr. S-E-X, and yes, I got the antidote to fix your sexual frustration. Take a dose and let me know. I'ma lick that pussy. I'ma suck that pussy. Eat that pussy like a cookie. Like a pro, I ain't no rookie. And I'm gon' get that pussy wet. In a slip and slide, make that gushy sound. Every time I get inside, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, And girl, you better saddle up, cause you know it's time to ride. Let your legs get on top. I'm gonna focus, so get right. I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, She call me on my cellular and say that pussy fiendin' now. Sending kinky picture message showing me she naked now. And she really needs some smoking, begging me to bust it open. Last time pussy was so wet, water bed had started smoking. Had her body shaking like a earthquake in Tokyo. With her body language and it red, she bout to bust a
more. So I made her arch that back, gave big booty, big old smack. She was bustin', I was stoking motion of a Cadillac. Then I threw it deep in that, sped it up and slowed it down. Beat that pussy in and out, picked it up and put it down. She said, girl, the man, the venture, I'm so happy you around. AKA, Mr. Get It Wet, get that pussy wet right now. Girl, I'm gon' get that pussy wet, wetter than a slip and slide. Make that pussy sound. Every time I get inside, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, And girl, you better saddle up, cause you know it's time to ride. Lego, Lego, get on top, I'ma focus, go get right. I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, She love it how I throw it deep, so I made her my wide receiver. She thought that she could not fuck, till I made her a believer. Don't say pussy taste so good, dick so twisted, tight and wet. Pussy say she bout to butt, mattress saying yeah I bet. Got it oh so soaking wet, in a whole brand new position. Stroking, stroking, freaking friction, sound like dick and pussy kiss. Pleasing pussy is the mission, don't stop till mission complete. Legs stiff, stomach tight, earthquake, then she slick. Tongue say pussy taste so good, dick say pussy tight and wet. Pussy say she bout to bust, mattress saying yeah I bet. Got it oh so soaking wet, oh so pussy, oh so wet. Oh so pussy, oh so good, shit show they come and get me. Girl, I'm gon' get that pussy wet, wetter than a stupid slide. Make that pussy, pussy sound. Every time I get inside, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, And girl, you better saddle up, cause you know it's time to ride. Raise your legs and get on top, I'm gon' stroke it, stroke it right. I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, Girl, I'm gon' get that pussy wet, wetter than a slippery slide. Make that pussy sound. Every time I get inside, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, And girl, you better saddle up, cause you know it's time to ride. Raise your legs and get on top, I'm gon' focus, so get right. I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like, I'ma have you like, ooh, I'ma have you like,
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs.
You know what it is. We back Friday Night Fire in the building with your boy Buck Bandit Reno and the lovely, lovely Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Franchise, Miss Banks. Was popping?
Yes, yes.
Always. We always in the building. She always in here in the building because why is she Miss Franchise? And she do that. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
But
definitely check out what you see.
I said I saw the pictures, man. They was amazing, yo. I saved the little. You got the little thing online where you can see the photo shoot for the video. Yeah, that's just my phone now. That's just my phone right now.
Oh wow.
See? That's what it is. You know what I mean,
we
definitely.
Definitely, definitely showing Miss Bug Bandit Barbie that love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely can't get enough of you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Bug Bandit Barbie page never looked better. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say. But, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all definitely go to BugBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com for all the hottest underground talent. You know what I'm saying? Rap, pop. Check out the new episodes on BBTV. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Dave Patton, you know what I'm saying? Alexandria, Young Chris, and featuring Latif. Definitely a lot of hot underground artists coming out of Philly, and it's not just the ones you hear about. You know what I'm saying? Once you see the videos, you'll see why. You know what I mean? Anything I present, I definitely feel is the hottest out. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of love still in the building. Thanks for everybody for holding on. Shout out to 8th Wonder Mineral Cosmetics. I mean, they definitely sponsored some of our shows, showing us love. Shout out to the Fly Boys and Show Tizzy. He definitely was here last week, definitely showed us Friday Night Fire. You know what I mean? Last week with the Silverback Season 2 DVD. That was the hottest thing on the streets. You know what I'm saying? And next week, hang on with us with a new topic. You know what I mean? Would you call the cops? Next week, we're going to get on that topic. Would you call the cops? Because I know a lot of people who wouldn't call the cops. I wouldn't call the cops unless I had a fire, like my man Gutter said. Unless it was a fire, I ain't got no reason to call the cops. You know what I'm saying? They don't do nothing anyway. But You know what I'm saying? We're here on the topic today of, do you think weed should be legal and why? It's already legal over in the West Side, you know what I'm saying, out there in Cali, but it's not legal here in Philly. We need to change that. And Scorp the Boy brought some awareness to us, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, all you got to do is vote. So you hit him up on Facebook, type in Scorp the Boy, you know what I mean, and find out some information. Because, you know what I mean, if you really like weed, like we like weed, you know what I'm saying, it's worth it. You know what I mean? Go vote. You know what I mean, Gutter? Gutter Da Vinci? Absent? Whatever. You know what I mean? But Ms. Banks, you know what I mean? You already know Ms. Banks. Like, even though you don't smoke it, there's no reason into not legalizing weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen nobody on weed kill somebody.
True. I'm with you.
I've seen people drinking alcohol, want to shoot up the place, you know what I'm saying? That's legal. You know what I mean? So it's like a lot of shit got to change, and all it takes is voting, too. So I'm turning this into a damn voting campaign. Like, for real, I'm about to start a Buck Bandit TV petition, you know what I mean? And we going to try to get up here and vote for this, because there's no reason why we should have all these young black men in jail for weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Yeah. Something you can just grow in your backyard. You know what I mean? I mean, you could grow coke and shit in your backyard, too, but, you know what I mean? You get my point.
Yeah, that's your point.
You know what I mean? But we here on Bug Man the TV. Still got Better Man Da Vinci in the building. Eighth Wonder Mineral Cosmetics in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got 215-954 in the building, as always. Is that Miss Melissa?
Of course.
Yeah, already know. She in the building. And now, I told you I was going to get into you. Don't think I forgot. You know what I'm saying? Like, first you tried to say, you know, weed was bad, you know what I'm saying? It's bad and gang, you know what I'm saying? But now we dig a little bit into your past, it seemed like you did a little smoking. Like, what's going on with that?
I am from music,
dang. I mean, you know, look, you brought it up, okay? You tried to flip-flop us like you was against it, and you smoked it. You probably smoked more than me.
No, shut up. I told you I'm an alcoholic. My baby father used to be like, "Huh, smoke this. It make you feel way better." Try to get it all in my head, and I smoke with them a couple of times. Is somebody on the three?
Somebody making calls and shit.
Available right now. Please try again later.
Somebody making calls and shit.
Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
But go ahead, miss. Keep finish what you were saying.
I said, like, he'd be like, "Huh, smoke with me. I'm like, "No, I'm drunk as shit. You're like, "Come on, smoke with me." I was like, "All right."
Yeah.
What is that?
That's how
I keep hearing some noise. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, see? You know what I'm saying? You smoking the wrong stuff, goddammit.
No, y'all didn't hear the phone ringing, or I'm tripping.
Oh, you tripping, girl. You smoke tight all year. It was ringing. But she was like, "Wait a minute, am I crazy?" But no, you ain't crazy. But, you know what I mean?
That's how I knew about the Trooper engine, because he was like, "You need to smoke. That should have taken mine off your tooth." Then I did that. But no, I don't smoke no more, though. I don't do all that.
Oh, man, get out of here. See, well, that's the good reason, though. You stopped for a certain reason, but it shouldn't be no reason why you can't vote so everybody else can have that freedom.
I smoke probably, like, my whole life, I probably smoked 5 times. That's nothing.
5 times. I say if you could count, you could lie.
Huh?
If you could count, you can lie. All right,
it was like 5 times. No, really, it was like 5 times. I'm not a smoker.
All right, let's say around 8, 9.
No, we're not doing that. Can't
but
Miss fingers and toes.
Miss Banks is the only virgin in the building then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But listen, she stopped.
Forever.
What?
I'm serious. I never, ever, ever.
Yeah,
so you ain't you never caught contact?
Never, ever, ever.
So you leave the room when people smoke?
Yep.
Mm.
I don't even have people around me that do smoke.
Nobody.
Nope.
Oh, maybe they hiding it from you real good, because I think everybody's going to.
Good. You continue.
What'd you say, Melissa?
I think that everybody would try everything once.
No, I can't. I'm too. I don't know how to explain. I'm too. I was always, well, to me, I wouldn't do it because I like my lips, and I have a thing about my lips where only certain things are allowed to touch my lips. So if it ain't, if that, then it cannot be put to my lips.
Who did that? I didn't do that. See, Blog Talk acting up again. It's like, no. But yeah,
I want to try just to have that experience to say at least, okay, well, I at least tried it. So
uh-oh,
I want to do
so
it.
We got it. We talked Miss Banks into trying it. Uh-oh, peer pressure.
Hey,
yo, Melissa, stop hating, goddammit. You tried it already.
That's not a good thing, though. Like, uh-oh, we tried
that.
Yay, no.
Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with that. We talked a little peer pressure. In this case, it's all good. You know what I mean? Definitely. So we definitely got, you got here live on Bug Band the TV radio. You know what I'm saying? We got here. We are, peace to my man Mike Yeager in the building. I ain't got no clothes on. I'm in the studio. You know what I'm saying? But peace to Mike Yeager in the building. Definitely coming through the show live on Gutter Man Da Vinci album, The Art of Da Vinci. I definitely just made this hot track today to put on his album. We're shooting the video also this weekend. So I'm definitely going to call up a couple people and, you know, I mean, get more people in the music video. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to definitely get in that music video, hit me up on Facebook. You already know how to find me because you see me all day. Don't lie. I know you see me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But Melissa, you already know. Look, you already know. When you wake up, I got top news, okay?
Yes,
look,
yes.
Watch them. That's what I'm talking about, though. So that means I'm doing something right, goddammit. You know what I mean? And then soon Miss Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks is going to be blasted all over the internet. You know what I'm saying? She definitely showed Buck Bandit TV love from the beginning. That's why I decided to make her Miss Franchise. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, she definitely does her thing. And the last name, Do That, definitely fits her well because she definitely does do that. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for showing me love and sticking by BBTV and knowing who's really going to hold it down for you, goddammit.
I know. Thank you.
But we definitely got a lot of callers still in the building. Just listening in. If you want to come in, join the chat with us, you know, definitely press that one, and we'll definitely bring you in on the chat. Do you think we should be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? So definitely hold on. We're going to get back into that topic. We got a little music to play for you. So, I mean, holla at your boy. Let's get it.
The movement has begun.
The heart of uptown. Fuck you, but you know.
Niggas acting like I owe them, but I don't owe you a damn thing. That's right, I'ma show them. I'm about to run this whole damn thing. Niggas acting like I owe them, but I don't owe you a damn thing.
Your whole life's a blooper. If you niggas think you the shit, I'm the scooper. Flow sick, give a nigga a tumor. My girl call me fucking your bitch. She like, hoo-ha. If you heard I'm a boss, it's not a rumor. If they ain't volunteering they thoughts, they lying to ya. Every nigga claiming they riding with ya. But as soon as the shit goes down, you can't spot a nigga. Real nigga, true nigga, you feel? Ain't Hank, but I'm the king of the hill.
run your mouth, roll you off, Jack and Jill. The type that hit a hater quick, then pill. Like, who you think you fucking with? Don't take me like, cause I'm hard-hearted, bitch. You wasn't here when I started this, so don't approach me on the retarded shit. I'm hot, I can hit with the best dog. I don't need your help, shit, I'm putting myself on. I ain't on the block, I don't need no tough lawn. Just give me your favorite MC to step on.
Upstairs, niggas taking life. I owe them all, but I don't owe you a damn thing. That's right, I'ma show them. I'm about to run this whole damn thing. Niggas taking life. I owe them, but I don't owe you a damn thing. That's right, I'ma show them.
I'm like Superman in this bitch, cause the game needs saving. I'm here to erase all your wax.
What up, huh?
What up? You know what it is. Fuck being the productions all day.
Fuck being the Reno.
Up to what me is danger, yeah. To beef I ain't no stranger,
no.
Just keep your distance, dog. You don't really want me to have to bang ya. We ain't into the talking. You can only try to contain them. But I'm a beast, boy. There's really not a way that you can tame them.
Nope.
You haters talking loud. But you ain't saying ish.
Nothing.
You don't really want to cross that line, cause I'm known for erasing haters quick.
But
Bandit Reno, I'm here, it ain't a thing to spit. You want the battle or the drama, then bring that ish. You talking about you the king, but I ain't heard a damn thing. You ain't even a startup, shit. You more like third string. I'm the best when it comes to the beats. These other dudes ain't real. Wanna keep taking everybody's songs, cause they ain't got no skills. Just be original. Quite frankly, I ain't into you. I heard that same sample last week by Kanye West at an interview.
No,
I ain't no thug, but if you try to play me, that's the end of you. And you could bring your whole damn team, but you couldn't take me if it was into you. Injure you, get rid of you. That's what all my men do. I told them fall back, let's get this dope, cause that lifestyle is pitiful. But they don't wanna listen. They wanna buck for me. Born hustlers, addicted to that drug money.
What more I gotta say?
I'm done with this freestyling shit, man. Holla at me when y'all niggas know how to make a song. It's too easy for me. I wanna give a shout out to
P-Flames.
Listen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that come through, show the Buck Man Production Studio some love. City was good.
Thanks for the love. We back Friday Night Fire. Everybody still in the building, still listening on the topic. We got Gutterman Da Vinci in the building. You know what I'm saying? A couple more callers. We still got 610-400 in the building. You know what I'm saying? I definitely thank you for locking in on the topic. You know what I mean, do you think weed should be legal and why? You know what I'm saying? We in the studio, Buck Bandit Production Studio. Anybody want to come through, get some studio time, 30 an hour, 30 to master your tracks. You know what I mean? Definitely the best quality in the city. I'm definitely Pro Tools certified. So, you know what I mean, definitely come through and get your tracks recorded. The number is 559-24-BOOTH. You know what I'm saying? Definitely hit me up. Come through the studio and get your time. Definitely make sure you check up on Buck Bandit TV Magazine. DiolaSite.com, the network, the movement, you know what I'm saying? We definitely taking over. I got Miss Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks on the line with me, always showing love.
Of course, you know it.
You know what I'm saying? So, we spoke a lot on this topic, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people went in on the topic, but it really wasn't much to go in on because, like, if you smoke weed, obviously you think it should be legal, you know what I'm saying? And since it's already legal on the West Coast, it should have been got passed over here. You know what I'm saying? The law been should have got passed. But Sports the Boys definitely gave us a lot of awareness and, you know what I'm saying, letting us know that all you got to do is vote. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell is that? What'd you say, 610?
Oh, I didn't even know I was on the line. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're listening. It's okay,
man.
Right. See? Now she smoked, she definitely be fine right now.
I'm very sorry. Give me off the line,
I definitely got you off the line. Don't be scared. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we spoke on the topic a lot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody basically feel the same. And I mean, I think we should be legal. Everybody else think we should be legal. There's no reason why not, you know what I'm saying? It never killed nobody. I never heard someone high off weed shooting up a school, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think people just need to relax. People need to relax. And, you know what I'm saying, make it legal. I mean, speak against it, because I guarantee you there will be less crime. People will be too high to worry about robbing you. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of nobody robbing somebody for money to get weed. You know what I'm saying? So it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's really nothing wrong with it. But
ain't nothing wrong with it, man. I mean, I don't understand how cigarettes is legal. And they won't legalize weed. Like, I'm pretty sure that cigarettes done killed way more people than some weed did. I'm positive. So I really don't understand. You know, it's crazy. It's a setup, yo. Government trying to set us up, basically.
They can't make the most money off of it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime the government can't make the most money off of something, then, or they don't make, like, if they made the best weed here in the U.S., I'm pretty sure they want to sell it. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying?
So,
what?
So if they losing money, and they don't want us to make no money, then how the fuck are we going to be happy?
No, honestly, I don't think it would be a recession if weed was legal. You know what I'm saying? I think that would definitely get us out of debt quick. You know what I mean? Do you think, Ms. Banks, like, do you think that would even have an effect on the economy in a large way?
I think it would.
So you think it'll help us?
I think it would help. It's just like the casinos. It's a good and a bad. It's a good and a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because it's just like the casinos. It's a good benefit for people with jobs, but it's also bad for the people that's addicted to gambling, that's going to be losing their money, losing their houses, losing their cars. So it's a win-lose situation, but that's with anything you do. It's going to benefit most, but it's going to affect some people that, you know what I mean, in a bad way. But that's with anything. That's just life.
Yeah, true. Don't be trying to sum up the topic that what is life.
I'm sorry.
She's like, you know, but it's life. It's good and it's bad. Take the move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's true. You know what I mean? It's not much to say, because it's like, I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen before 2012. I think so. You know what I'm saying? Obama is pushing for it. And if people already know, all you got to do is vote. All they got to be is awareness. You know what I mean? You just got to be aware of what to do to get it legal. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely be a lot more jobs for people. You know, a lot less crime. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we in the last 15 minutes of the show. I thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I thank my lovely co-host, Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks, for tuning in, showing love all the time.
Always
showing love. But you know what I'm saying? I got to get to a little studio session. You know what I'm saying? I got Mr. Mike Yeager here going to play the guitar for us, you know, do his lovely thing over the track we just produced for Gutterman Da Vinci, for his mixtape, The Art of Da Vinci, Keep Grinding. You know what I'm saying? You definitely can check that out on bugbandtvmagazine.eulasite.com, right there on the homepage, mixtape of the month. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Cam Links back in the building. You left. You came back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What's popping?
Hey, man, technical difficulties. I had to take some calls, man, but I'm back on deck, man. Yeah, no.
See, I was about to get to the studio session, you know what I'm saying? But before I go, now that I got you back, I gotta talk to you again, because, you know what I'm saying, we talked a little bit more on the topic, do you think weed should be legal? And, you know what I'm saying, we don't see why not. We think it'll help the economy, you know what I'm saying, it'd be less crime. You know what I mean? People would be too high to go shoot somebody. You'd be like, you know what, I'll kill him tomorrow. And it's going to keep going on like that. You know what I mean?
I think it's good and bad shit with that, man. Like, that should have really, even though the economy fucked up, but think about the hood economy. That'll fuck up a lot of nigga businesses, man. A lot of niggas got shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Feeding their family off the legal side of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You think about the regulations and shit that'll go on with that shit, that'd make it hard for a nigga to even get a license to sell the shit. So and in the long run, niggas gonna still be selling the shit illegally. Like if you figure if you can get that shit from the poppy spot, if you can get that shit from CVS, it's gonna be a problem. If you can get some cuts from CVS, it's gonna be a problem.
The CVS drive through. Let me get two Nick bags, goddammit.
Because the nigga at China Walk gonna have a problem getting a fucking license to sell the shit. And if you figure, man, the law gonna fucking, I'm fucked up right now anyway. But you know what I'm saying? If the law gonna draw on that, man, they gonna try to take it out the black man's hands, man, any motherfucking way, man. It's a bigger business being illegal, man. If you figure, man, task force and them motherfuckers getting paid, they ain't trying to legalize this shit because it's bigger money busting niggas and taking that money and pushing it back on the streets, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little too political and shit, but
you know what I mean? Hey, man, look, we you already know me. You know what I'm saying? I welcome that. That's what we need. We need that fire from you, KM.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. That shit is politics, man. That shit been illegal. That shit was illegal in the fucking, in the early 1900s. That and Yayo was legal, you know what I'm saying? They took it off the market because motherfuckers was eating too much off it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think the government do that because they don't make the best weed, or, you know what I'm saying? Or they can't make the most money off of it. So
because they tax it. Like, Scorp was saying and shit, like, it was some real shit. I seen a documentary on that shit on the fucking History Channel about a year ago. They mad because they can't tax the shit and they can't control it. You can grow that shit in your fucking backyard. If you can grow it in your backyard, what would it keep you from? Where can they get their money from? You can grow the shit your motherfucking self.
You already know.
If the government can't get a piece of it, they gonna outlaw it. You know what I mean? That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's definitely what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? They want to tax everything. If you can't tax it, we don't want to make it legal. You know what I'm saying? Now they trying to tax. They trying to tax soda or extra or crepe. Yo, man.
They was making fucking made out of fucking hemp. Was made out of paper and shit. School paper was made out of hemp. So you know what I'm saying? At one point, the shit was illegal, but they felt they couldn't regulate it. So when they couldn't regulate it, they made it illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I seen a documentary kind of like video. Scorp said he was supposed to host it, you know what I'm saying? And it showed, like, this guy, he was showing recipes on different recipes with making weed shrimp, weed cookies, weed brownies. Like, it's so much shit you can do with that. You know what I mean? Like,
it's probably weed has the most. It is, you know what I'm saying? It can be used for so many medicinal uses, you know what I'm saying? Glaucoma, cancer, fucking AIDS, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But
shit, I ain't gonna get none of that. So if you smoke enough now, you won't get cancer, goddammit.
it's good, you know what I'm saying? There's so many benefits off of that shit. I'm not an everyday weed smoker. I might blow here and there. But, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, medical use, like, that shit could probably solve a lot of fucking problems going on. And if a nigga on shit, half these niggas on the block and shit, they wouldn't be so mad if they could be getting on legally. Seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That definitely make a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? We going in on the topic. You know what I'm saying? I thank KM Links for, you know, coming back, showing us some more love. He always showing BBTV love. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to all the callers in the building. Yeah, I mean, KM, you already know I always give you a time to shine. So I want to play a little more music, and I want to open up the lines and give people their time to shine because the last 10 minutes, I let everybody shout out whoever they want to shout out, whatever they want to shout out. You know what I mean? Why? Because it's my show. I can do what I want. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to go to this track from KM Links because I'm definitely feeling this. I don't get tired of playing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was on the show. What you did? Deeper when you premiered it, what was it, last year?
What was that? Last year this time and shit. That shit's still going strong. Like,
and you know what? It's gonna keep going strong. As long as it's on BBTV, it's gonna keep going strong, brother.
Ha!
You already know. So this is definitely that hot single from KM Links, my man KM. This is Deeper. You know what I'm saying? So listen to this, we gonna come back. I'm gonna let everybody shout out what they gotta shout out. Why? Because of your time, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah. I know it's been a long time. You changed, I'm changed. I'm gonna let you know the boy KM ain't wild and gang. In the JCI. Bring it in.
Do you like it bad? Do you like it slow? This ain't about my day. Yeah, just let me know. With so my mind, with no gimmicks, no games, and no pickup lines. So what's the chances of you leaving out this club with me? We can buy bottles and be out of that door around 3. We met in 98 and you're still keeping the face. We used to slow dance to touch me and tease me by case. I was so young and dumb, ain't know what freaking was by, but I'm a grown man, now finna turn your ass. Educated and independent, baby, she got her own. We both wearing the crown, king and queen on the throne. My truck got 26s, her truck got 28. She ain't worried about my bread, they be getting her own cake. I suggested we go to mine, she insisted on her place. So we hit the 9-5 for a race to a place. See, baby, she got a problem, she used to dealing with lame. Flashed up a dying breed, baby, I ain't about no game. Tongue in your ear, that's making you hot. Baby girl, you ain't said nothing. I'ma kiss you from your neck down to your belly button and work my way down to get make that old sound. I know you like that. Bend over and drop that back. We going round for round, pound for pound, blow for blow. I got her on the ropes trying to get a TKO. The back shot is vicious, me killing that boom boom. Got the bed shaking and quaking all over the room. Complain, of course, cause I done made you scream my name till your voice got hoarse. She got me strung out, tongue out, looking just like a fiend. Hopped on my balance beam, jumping like a trampoline. See, baby, she got a problem, she used to dealing with lanes. I'm the SME boy, baby, I ain't about no game.
Yeah, I mean, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have played it. From KM Link, you know what I mean, called Deeper, featuring in JC On. You know what I mean, I'm definitely about to get him on the track soon. I just talked to him. You know what I mean, I might have to get KM Link's on the track too, because it's only right to be like a little reunion on. You know what I mean?
That's my
but yeah, you already know. I definitely premiered one of his videos on BBTV Presents. You know what I mean, definitely check that out. He definitely doing his thing.
He bullshitting. He need to come buy the song off me. Stop playing. Shout out to the JC Irons, though.
Yes, sir. Shout out to NJCon. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on, and I want to thank everybody for definitely tuning in. I'm going to get a site one more time. I'm going to let Miss Banks give her site so that y'all fellas can definitely check up on her because, I mean, you definitely do not know what you're missing, you dig? You know what I'm saying? But I want to get to this. We got the site. First site is a Buck Banda TV magazine, dialulasite.com. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely the site, the network. You know what I mean? If you want to check me out on Facebook, hit me up at facebook.com/BuckBandaTV Magazine. You know what I'm saying? I can't add no more on my other page, so that's the page I'm adding everybody on right now. You can still get me as often. You know what I mean? Twitter.com/BuckBandaTV. You know what I'm saying? To get on BuckBandaTV Magazine, dial 443-228-8624. To get on BBTV, dial 347-903-228-8. That's BBTV right there. And to get on the radio show is 224-698-7225. You know what I'm saying? My email is buckbanditreno@gmail.com. And, yeah, I mean, definitely hit me up. Send me the hot music. If it's hot, I definitely play it. I don't discriminate male, female, pop, R&B, jazz, rock, whatever you got. There's only two kinds of music, good and bad. You know what I mean? But, Miss Banks, let the guys know your website so they definitely can check up more on you besides Buck Band the TV, magazine.yolasite.com.
Okay. You can catch me on Twitter at twitter.com/IamAModel. You can definitely catch me on Facebook.com/MissBanks215.
MissBanks215, definitely. And I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to let people get a shout out, you know what I mean, and, you know, show a little love before we exit out here on BBTV. I'm going to go with KM Links first because it wouldn't be right unless I did. KM Links, definitely shout out what you got going on and your sites for all these people to get in contact with you for maybe features or hear some more of your hot music.
No doubt, man. Well, you can get at me at Facebook, of course, Cam Links. You know what I'm saying? Just type in Cam Links. You can go to my regular page. You can go to my music, my fan page. You know what I'm saying? Just type in Cam Links. You can also get at me at ReverbNation.com/Cam Links. Holla at me at Twitter. I mean, at KMLYNX. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also on BBTV. You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
You know what I'm saying?
We definitely gonna have a little reunion. I definitely gotta get Cam Links back on the show on me. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. But we got a couple more callers in the building with their hands raised that want to get some shout outs before we go. Miss 610-400, Miss didn't want to open your mic. What's going on?
I just wanted to say goodnight, and I wanted to tell Gutterman Da Vinci, aka Michael Harper, to call me when the show is over.
Oh, you better. You already know it. She ain't playing, Knuckle.
And
I
like that. It's 12:57, 3 minutes, my phone better be ringing, right?
Ooh.
I like what you think me, though. Don't judge me. I like what you think me. Don't judge me, though.
But we definitely got Mr. Gutterman Da Vinci in the building and also Mr. Mike Yeager. So I'm going to let Gutterman Da Vinci shout out what he got out.
Man, look, the art of Da Vinci, you know what I mean? You can get the best of me. I kill every song, you know what I mean? I got crazy features. I got my man Buck Man and Reno on there. My man Arms on there. Like, we go win, you know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to make sure y'all listen to that and love it. You know what I mean? I can see BuckBanditTVMagazine.yolasite.com. And I just want y'all to, yeah, man, show love. I show love back. Make this money, you dig?
I definitely dig that. Mr. Yeager, you want to say anything? You got something going on right now?
Nah, just shout out to my girls, and thanks for fucking having me, dude.
You already know, Mr. Yeager. We definitely glad to have you. We about to get in. We got this studio time popping. You know what I'm saying? We got Gutter Da Vinci. Thanks for showing love. Cam Links. Ace Wonder Mineral Cosmetic. Miss Dot. What's up, boo? You know what I mean? Thanks for showing love. You know what I mean? And we going in. You know what I mean? Thanks for showing love. Friday Night Fire. Tune in next week with Ivy Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Red Bricks Syndicate with the topic Would you call the cops? And why? You know what I'm saying? Would you call the cops? And what situations is good calling the cops? Because I know a lot of people who will say no. But there's always, you know, a good reason for calling them like a fire. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know you can dig that. But we definitely going to play a little music before we go. You know what I'm saying? So definitely tune in to Bugbane TV Magazine, DiolaSite.com. Check out the new episodes. Always bringing new episodes every other week. You know what I'm saying? Definitely displaying more and more hot talent out of Philly. And for a long time, we didn't have an outlet here, and we got it now, baby. So BBTV, the movement has begun. I thought you knew.
Your mind.
Now I ain't sharing this shit, so don't ask for it.
No.
You must be